So, musical artist Thea comes from Christchurch, but she's in our Auckland studio to play us her first song, to play us our first song. Her 2017 hit Rome was huge. It was the most played song on radio for a time, and so far it has had 13 million streams on Spotify. And she just released her second EP called Not Your Princess to critical acclaim. She's got some big names to work with her as well. If you're in or near Auckland, you can see her performing live July 25th at Whammy Bar. And soon she'll play us her album's title song, Not Your Princess. But first, we'll have a bit of a chat about what she's been up to. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me here. It's my first time.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you here. Congrats on the new EP.
Thank you, yeah.
Tell me about Not Your Princess.
Well, the EP or the song or both.
Yeah, well, the feel, I suppose, because it's got a bit to say about the world that you find yourself in.
Yeah, so, well, Not Your Princess is the title track and the name of the EP. It came together really quickly. It was almost finished in the first day in studio, and then I was in Sydney with an amazing producer, Quinn, just went away, finished off nuancing and finishing off the bridge and whatnot, came back and it was done. And I just feel like if you're really passionate about something or you really truly believe in something, it just seems to come so easy. So
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that verb, by the way, nuancing. I'm going to start using it. And what's the message of the song, or what's the theme that you're writing on?
Not Your Princess kind of came from my own experiences and reflecting on, I guess, just to be frank, the misogyny in the music industry and I guess in the world at large, especially to minority communities and women. So it was kind of just my way of feeling empowered, getting out, you know, some of my issues and things that have been kind of weighing on me. And it's like been a huge release. So it's been really cool. And the feedback's been amazing, because I feel like, you know, to be honest, regardless of whether you're female identifying or not, I think everyone can relate to the idea of being an underdog or being underestimated, you know.
Yeah. And you famously do your own thing and write your own stuff, and your songwriting is one of the keys to your success. And over the last couple of years, you've been collaborating. Can you tell us what it means to you to share some of that creative process, whether it's been a positive experience for you, how you found it?
I think collaborating is amazing. It's the essence of all creativity. I think that even if you can do everything yourself, there's just such beauty and strength in just taking on other people's strengths as well, you know? So yeah, it's been awesome. And I've been able to meet so many incredible people. And I feel like you kind of just indirectly take things from working with other people.
I imagine they bring the best out of you as well.
Yeah, it kind of, I feel like you never want to go in and kind of chill or be relaxed. So I always try and come in on my best form and
right.
Just be up for learning anything, because I'm well aware I'm far from perfect, but I always just want to try and, you know, get better. So I definitely learn things, especially people who are like way better than you, because there's so many things that they've nailed that you're probably going through at that time.
Who did you work with on this track we're about to hear?
This, Know Your Princess, I worked with Quinn. So he's a really fab producer based in Sydney, originally from Adelaide. And we've made some other music together that you'll hear at Whammy. They're just really cool demos. So this is Know Your Princess.
Great. Lovely to have you in. Good luck with the EP and with the song.
Thank you.
And keep in touch. It's Thea. If you want to look her up, by the way, T-H-E-I-A. Sorry, T-H-E-I-A, and this is a first listen. This is recorded to Andre and the Music 101 team. It's called Not Your Princess.
Baby, bad.
Yeah, I like it. Thea is the name of the artist, and that's her new song, Not Your Princess, and it was recorded here at RNZ National in Auckland.